Unit 16. B. 2. Exercise A.
Excuse me, can I borrow your pen for a second? I don't have any pens with me. This is ridiculous.
Good morning, everyone. So, shall we start? Thank you. And has everyone got a handout?
Yes.
Good. Well, as you know, our subject today is mergers and acquisitions. Here we'll be focusing on three questions. What are they? Why do they happen? And what are the risks involved? So, let's start with some definitions. Now, the terms merger and acquisition are often used together under the acronym M&A, as though they were synonymous. But it's important to draw a distinction. Strictly speaking, a merger is the act of combining two companies, often about the same size. They combine as equals and by mutual agreement, and new shares are issued in place of the old shares. An acquisition, on the other hand, is when one company acquires or takes over another company, establishing itself as the new owner. So, basically, an acquisition is a takeover. Typically, the acquiring company is able to buy more than 50% of the shares of the target company and thereby gain a controlling interest. From a legal point of view, the target company ceases to exist and the buyer swallows up the business. In practice, mergers of equals don't happen very often. Usually one company buys another. In fact, a lot of the time the word merger is used when it's technically an acquisition. Any ideas why? Yes?
Could it be that if the deal is described as a merger, then the people affected are more likely to accept it? The word takeover doesn't sound as good.
Exactly. Being bought out often carries negative connotations. Basically, whether a purchase is considered a merger or an acquisition really depends on whether the purchase is friendly or hostile and how it is announced. In other words, the real difference lies in how the purchase is communicated to the target company's board of directors, employees, and shareholders, and how it is perceived by them. So, moving on, why do companies merge with or acquire other companies? Any ideas?
To get bigger and to increase their market share?
Yes. It's a way to achieve a more dominant market position, especially if the takeover target is a competitor, and they can get access to new markets. Anything else?
Synergy?
Good. Yes, that magic word, synergy. By working together, each company gains in a way that they wouldn't if they worked alone. There are economies of scale and cost savings that accrue from staff reductions, for example. Companies that merge also improve their purchasing power. When they place larger orders, they're in a stronger position in price negotiations with their suppliers. A merger can also improve a company's standing in the investment community. Bigger firms often have an easier time raising capital than smaller ones. And companies can also acquire new expertise and technology by buying other companies. Is that a question at the back?
Yes. Isn't it the case that what's good for the acquiring company isn't necessarily good for the target company?
Good point. Yes, a benefit for one company may be a risk or a drawback for the other. And of course, the risks for both are considerable. It's no secret that a lot of mergers simply don't work. 2 out of every 3 mergers fail, and there are a number of reasons for this. Firstly, a merger may have more to do with prestige than sound corporate strategy. The executive ego is boosted by buying the competition, and this can be a major force when combined with the influences from the bankers, lawyers, and various other advisors who can earn big fees from clients engaged in mergers. Secondly, coping with a merger can cause top managers to spread their time too thinly and neglect their core business, and this can spell trouble, especially if the merger hasn't been prepared carefully enough. And a third important factor is culture clash. The chances for success may be seriously hampered if the national or corporate cultures of the companies are very different. When a company is acquired, the decision is typically based on product or market synergies, but cultural differences are often ignored. It's a mistake to assume that personnel issues can be easily overcome. There's a study by the consulting group McKinsey that shows how companies often focus too much on cutting costs. Their revenues and ultimately profits suffer. Another study carried out by KPMG of 700 mergers found that only 17% created real value, and that more than half of them destroyed value. Indeed, merging companies can focus on cost-cutting so much that they neglect their day-to-day business and their most important asset, their customers. And if customers get nervous, they go elsewhere. Of course, this doesn't please the shareholders. Is that another question?
Actually, I'd just like to add another point.